Tess Shavat, Sunday the 5th of February, Rabbi Raphael Moshe Gettinger, returning to Eretz Yisrael and bridging the generation gap. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Kaufman, Le'ilu Nishmas, Maras Finkel, Bas Reb Yitzchak Yehuda, Aleha Shalom, on her second website.
Thank you very much, Rabbi, for the opportunity to share some Divrei Torah with each other. The title of the discussion was Bridging Generation Gaps and Our Return to Eretz Yisrael. So you may wonder what do the two have to do with each other? We all yearn and daven for returning to Eretz Yisrael. We all yearn that our generations should have proper connection, the mesoyga and transmission from one to the other should be there without gaps that are hard to bridge. What is the connection between the two? Well, it's an interesting thing. It's pointed out that when the Torah talks about going into Golus, years that you have to spend in Golus, the Klal Yisrael has to spend, it talks in terms of years. 400 years in Mitzrayim. We'll have to be in Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu was told in the Bris Mein Apsolim. But when it came to talk about the coming back and the Geula, the return is expressed in terms of generations. Dor revi yeshuva heina, the fourth generation will return. So there seems to be that the connection, return, is tied into generations. So let's think a little bit about that. Let's share some thoughts about it. Because if any time that's relevant for it, we are, as it's been already said by many Gedolei Torah, we are in the what's called the period of Ikfas of the Mashiach. We hear the footsteps already of Mashiach coming. We've already paid so many dues, so many tzogas, so many goliaths that we've, so many years of suffering. As we say in some Sukkot, the Zerma Shabbos morning from Tehillim, Samchenu ki moisi nisonu shenois reinu ro. So many years of persecutions and difficulties and suffering. And we... Isn't it time already for the Simcha? If any a time we would have expected is it would have been after the Holocaust, after World War II, was an opportunity. Coming back to Eretz Yisrael, rebuilding the Yishuv, after paying such a price, when then would have been worthy to have Mashiach coming, if not then? And somehow it was an opportunity, a missed opportunity. So I want to share with you something I heard from my father, Zechonu Livracha, relating to that. And we'll present it with a major kasha to ask on Rashi, the previous Sedra, beginning of Sefer Shmois. The question my father addressed, everyone is familiar with, that when the Eibushter came to Moshe Rabbeinu to make me the emissary to take Klal Yisrael out of Golus Mitzrayim. So he tells him what name he should say. Moshe says, how do I refer to you? What's the name I should present? So he says, Eke Asher Eke. I will be that which I will be. And Rashi says the idea behind that is the Eibush is with us in all times of suffering. We are his partner, inseparable. And I will be with them in future Goliaths, like I am with them now and taking them out of Mitzrayim. I will also take them out of future Goliaths and difficult times as well. So Rashi brings from Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eibushter, is this the right time to tell them about future sorrows and difficult times and future Goliaths? They have their hands full with the Goliaths Mitzrayim they're in now. And the Eibushter says, yes, you're right, I was leading up to that. I'm giving you the picture, but for right now, your message should be, speak about this Goliath, and don't give the full picture now about future Goliaths. Indeed, that's not for right now. There are such difficulties, you have to give them the lift of, you're extricating them from their present goals. That's the main, that's the message to give them now. The major problem is, with this Rashi and Chazal is, a few psukim later, the pasuk says, in detail, what is the message Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing to them? That the Eibush says to them, I am here to take you out of Mitzrayim and bring you back to the land that I promised to Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov will be their, the home for all their descendants, to the land of Canaan, Achiti, Amori, Aprizi, Yevusi, the land of the seven nations of Eretz Canaan, and that's where we are heading to and bringing them back to. So, I ask you, did anyone think that they would be going to be given out to Israel on a silver platter? A gift, just walk in, and here's their place of residence. Zion Ammon, with 31 kings, Sefer Yeshua describes the years of war and battle they had to go through to Kibush and Kiddush Eretz Yisrael, 7 years and another 7 years, 4 years of battle with 31 kings. It's war. That's not sola. That's not something to have trepidation for. How is that consistent with what we just said to Psukim before? Don't say now the point of Eke Asher Eke. There will be future problems and difficult times that you will need help with. How is this consistent with that? I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim and we'll throw you into battle, throw you into Melchama with 31 kings and 7 nations. War is for threat of loss of life, and isn't that the time they would say, let me be, at least I'll do my hard work and hard labor in Mitzrayim, but my life isn't, you're not putting me in the front lines of battle, of the war. But that is what he says to them, and it doesn't seem to be inconsistent. So how should we understand it? So my father, Zohar Rocha, taught me, he said, you know how many people in Eretz Yisrael said after World War II, oh, 6 million Karbonis in Europe. Where was the resistance? We have to fight in Eretz Yisrael. So repeatedly, the Arabs, they try to get rid of us, and and we stand up and battle what we have to battle. We would have been in Europe, it would have been a different story. That's what many people said. And the Israelis, amen. Is it a true point? No. Besides the fact that that's not true, that there was no resistance, there were so many episodes and so many moments of gevuras haruach, of resistance on the part of a Chevre Yisrael, the European continent, in those difficult years. But even in the form of the get together, make an army, fight, whatever you can, even if there would have been some times of such a possibility, it's also irrelevant. It wouldn't have been any different, no matter who, which Yidden would have been in Europe, yes or no, because there's such a major difference. Is Europe, the European continent, our home? That was a place of goers. It gets too difficult in one country, so we picked ourselves up, we went to a different country. That's the story of Klal Yisrael for millennia years. To give your life for Poland? It's not our homeland. If the Eibishter makes it be that we have difficult times, it's not a hospitable climate anymore, so we pick up and go somewhere else. That's the story of the history of the Jews throughout all the generations in Europe. But Eretz Yisrael is our homeland. Eretz Yisrael buchzek esim avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yankif. And we are returning to where we belong, because that's the bottom, returning back to the land of the Ovois. Eibishter's royal powers. And we are his royal children. Bonim Shagolim El Shulchan Aviyim, and then we're returning to our home. You don't let someone else push you out of your home. That's a different story. You don't view it as, oh, another tzara and another golos. Let's not talk about it now. That is our aim. We belong at home. And someone comes and he tries to push you out of your home, you just sit back and let him do it? Of course not. Because you identify your identity, your life, your purpose, and what you're here for with the location. I'm a B'nai Yecholah Shal Melech, Eretz Yisrael is the Heichol of the Melech, and we are the Eibishter's royal children in that home. The B'nai B'naiim of the Ovis. And of course that motivates you to you fight and defend your identity, your eternal mehus, what you are. And you don't let someone else push you out of your home. But be in Europe, be in some other country, no matter who you are, that's not something for us to put our eyes down for. So it is consistent. It's not an inconsistency. Telling we'll take you out of Mitzrayim and take you to Eretz Kanani and Brazil, and you'll have. So be it if it requires rolling up our sleeves and fighting. But that's our home. That's where we belong. That's the objective that we're here for. So this is a perspective to have. And sometimes it gets eroded. And if it's connected to transmission of generation to generation, that is times that gaps develop. Generation gap. And when I was young, I remember that term was coined when I was young. I'm an American here visiting, and very warmed by the beautiful hospitality I hear from the community here. But I still remember that that term was coined back in America in the 60s. Generation gap is when the young didn't relate to the children didn't relate to the parents. And all critical, saying we would do things differently. But Kalal Yisrael's Geula comes from the other perspective of we have to adapt as much as possible to what's handed down from our Ovis, from the Ovis to the Bonim. Eliyo Anovi comes when this Heshiv Reivovis al Bonim, Reivonim al Ovisim. The Ovis and the Bonim are bridged and are brought together. And unfortunately, by us sometimes, because of self-centered pursuits and divisiveness that create rifts among our own ranks, so there's a gap by us too between the Ovis and the Bonim. And such a time was post-World War II, post the Holocaust, would have been unified in the objective of this is our homeland from Mosek Yisronim, Avrom, Yitzchak, and Yankiv, and let's return and restore it to that level. And it would have been a different story. Because Geula, redemption in the full picture, is not just till now slave labor, till now concentration camps, maybe in the shadow of gas chambers and crematoria, and now we're freed, liberated. That's not the full picture. The Ramban taught us the Sefer Shemois, he calls it the Sefer Geula, the Sefer Redemption. But after Sefer, from after B'Shalach and on, it talks about Maimed Har Sinai, and it talks about building the Mishkan. And that's part of Sefer Shemois too. So the Ramban says the full picture of redemption is restoration to the level of Ovis, to what Avraham and Yitzchak Yankov represented and stood for. As we say in Shemona Esrei, V'zoyich echaste Yovois, the Eibishter remembers all the chasod of the Ovis, u'mevi goyel l'vnei v'neihem. And then he brings the Goyal, the Redeemer, to the B'nai B'naiim of the Ovis. If we reflect the Ovis, if you could recognize in the B'nai Bonim the Ovis that you come from, if we return to occupying the same station and position that the Ovis occupied, as Chazal said, we have to always ask ourselves that when will our behavior reach the behavior of the Ovis? And if you may say, we can't really encompass what they encompass. So the Varshim say, Yagiu Maaseh. Yagiu is touch, to reach. Reach also means, the word also means to touch. Be on the same page, as the expression goes. Be in the same ballpark, other expression. Touch. Be connected. The B'nai Bonim connected always means our behavior reflects what their behavior reflected, which was they were Merkavah L'Shechina. They carried the Shechina in this world. They brought the Eibishter down from from Shemayim to Oretz, which is the purpose of the whole creation. Avraham Avinu is the Ivri. He's on one side, Eiver Echad, and the whole world on the other side, a world devoid of recognition of its creator. And Avraham, the first Tchila, starts it all off by bringing down the Eibishter in recognition by his creatures that he created. They recognize their creator. They recognize where their food comes from. Make a bracha before you put a piece of food in your mouth. Thank the Eibishter who gives it to you. And then Yitzchak and Yaakov rounded off the foundation of the Klal Yisrael nation that will be bringing that purpose to the world of carrying the Shechina wherever we go, whatever we do. We build Mishkan and Migdash in our hearts. Uvavi Mishkan Evdel Adak Voidoy, as the Baiten said. It takes Mesiyus Nefesh and self-sacrifice many a time, but that's how Migdash and Mishkan is built. And that's all part of the story of Sefer Shmos Geula, restoration to the occupying the position that the Ovis did. The Bnei Bonim will likewise, we will carry the Shechina with the Kabbalah Satira that we receive. That's an ongoing occupation, ongoing activity. Baruch atah Hashem noisein haTorah. It's in the present tense. It's a constancy of giving of Torah and receiving of Torah and transmitting it to others, to the next generation, with as good a gap as possible. That's Geula, redemption of restoration. That's the full Yitzhiyah from Golos. That brings us back to the Eretz Muchzak Yisrona Me'avoyseinu, to the homeland of the ancestors, of the Avos. Interestingly, we're in Golos because of the Mechet HaMeraglim in Chumash, and that we're still suffering the consequence of that. The Meraglim impacted the whole generation at times to be apprehensive and doubt the Eibishter's promise that this land is Eretz Avos Chol V'Dvash for us. We will flourish there and indeed accomplish our objective in this world by going back to it. And it created, the Meraglim created all kinds of a smokescreen to that picture. Looks like it may not be. They indeed put a picture on the table of that isn't consistent with Eke, Asher Eke, the wrong time. The giants there, our lives will be in danger. And for one day, the Tzibur was caught up in that picture and crying over it. They took themselves out of the whole process thereby. Only one left to try to oppose and counter that was Kolev. Yeshua was a different story with Moshe Rabbeinu's successor. But Kolev stood up. He was an Avraham Ivri behavior at that moment. Ayaz Kolev. Kolev turns it around, tries to turn around, and he's a loud voice speaking up in opposition saying, no. We can do it. Don't lose your faith. Vayas calling him. And he said, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu was our leader. Whatever he said is for our benefit. Don't doubt it now. We're the true giants. Don't let the externals of the physical world and the moment situation that you found mislead you. We're the true giants. We stand higher because Reb is inside of us. We carry him. We're a Makovah Lashchina. We build Mishkan and Migdash in the Midbar. That's just an outgrowth of what we build inside of us and our hearts and our minds. And we stand higher than anyone who looks, any giant that looks like a giant. Don't look at yourself as we're the midget and they're a giant. When it's the opposite is the truth. It's all a matter of perspective. That moment, though, his voice was drowned out. And when they came back to their senses, so to speak, they hadn't heard his voice, but the Ibsha says it's already too late. You have to have a process of tikkun and fixing things up. And this generation can't deserve to go into Eretz Yisrael. Your children will be the ones to go into Eretz Yisrael. No generation gap. If it will take your children, and they will hear the lesson, they'll hear the voice of Kalev. Then it will be successful. Interestingly, where did Kalev get his inspiration from, to have the ability to stand up and go against the tide? So the passage says, "Vayovoy ad Chevron." How much more time?
4-5 minutes.
Vayovoy ad Chevron. So Rashi says, Kalev came to Chevron. He came to Chevron. Who's the he coming? It's a reference to Kalev, who went v'shtateach al kivrei avos l'hispal. He went to throw himself on the kivrei avos in Moros HaMachpelah, where the avos are buried, to daven there shelo yiyah nisus v'yatzas ha-meraglim. He shouldn't get caught up by and influenced by the meraglim's drift and talk and the direction they were heading into. So he went to daven by Kivrei Avos and Moros HaMachpelah. Give me the strength to withstand their impact. So I asked you a question. He chose the place in Eretz to go daven. Why did he go to Moros HaMachpelah? Kivrei Avos. Why didn't he go to Har HaMoriah? Like Yankov Avinu on his way to Chutzlaretz, on his way to Golos, in Beis Lovin. That's the prototype of being mashkish and ingraining in us all the ingredients for survival by all the lovins in the world and throughout all the doulas. He, the Eibishter, brought it about that he should end up davening in the Mokum HaMikdash, by Yolan Shomo, Yifka Bamokim, the Shal, a Tfila Shal Shemayim for Tfilas, the Halam Eliyah, the Akedah was. So why didn't the Kohen go there? Then David, he went to the Kivrei Avos, to Chevron, Moros HaMachpelah. And I think the answer is, it's time doesn't allow for it, but just in short, it's evident when you look at Chumash that the Meraglim and the Gzeir they brought about for the Meraglim's chait that they got caught up was a generation tzibur problem. The whole doyle, that doyle, got caught up in their perspective. And the Eibishter said, Xeno, that doyle was a generation related. This is not the generation that's able to come into our soul and sanctify it and make it good and come back to Madrigal's service and make it our homeland. It's too big a gap. They see giants and think they're midgets and they're like, Kichagova Meneim. And don't realize you're the giant, a spirit that stands higher. There's a gap here. And it was a gzeira on that symbol. It was a gzeira on that generation. That even Moshe Rabbeinu, because of that besides for Chet of Mei Meriva, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's a blend of reasons. an explanation, and part of it is he was included in that gezeirah of that generation. Moshe Rabbeinu was tied into the generation he led out of Mitzrayim, and he couldn't be separated. The Eibishter made a shvua, this generation is not deserving to go and will not be able to make it through the homeland. It has to wait for the next generation. Moshe Rabbeinu is included in that gezeirah. You're dealing here with the gezeiras hatzibuch. The pasuk says in that way, "Yer ishba noshmei wa hadoy horo azeh se'ogetz hatoiva." The gzeira was on the tzibur, so the aveira was on the tzibur. The gzeira was on the tzibur. 10 meravlim is a tzibur. 10 yidden is already a tzibur. They brought about that whole difficulty. A tzibur in the wrong direction, bringing about, therefore, gezeirah on the whole tzibur, not able to be making that so your homeland. A kolev wants to raise himself above that tzibur, taking himself out of the gezeirah on that doyle. Then he has to go to the obvious. He has to go to the source of where Geula comes from. Skipping over gaps between one generation to the next. Zoyche chaste yovois. And when does he bring Geula? Well, maybe Goyal of Nevenem, you relate to chaste yovois. You be ovoistic. Lift yourself above the world around you. Think in a big scope picture. Think of what could I do to reach out to others and make sure my children are as attached to what I received to the generations that transmitted to me their values as much as possible, and give them the full picture. And give them a Chibasa Olet's message. Sometimes it gets lost, especially the more to the right we are, sometimes the more we think, you know, I got to distance myself from those who mistakenly come back to Israel with the wrong approach. So in the desire to not be associated with the mistaken approach, we go to the other extreme, and that's not for our children to see either. The old line that says, was the Zionists took away Chibas Olbet from us. That's terrible. So they didn't do it the right way. So they do it the wrong way. We have to then do it the right way. And give over to the next our children. Give over to the next generation without any gaps. Eretz Yisrael is our homeland. And Mekomos of Torah in Chutz Loretz are considered extensions of Eretz Yisrael. So the more you give over Torah ideals, the more you bring young people of the next generation into the shuls, into the Bote Midrashim, about Messias, and give them the Chivas HaOgetz in a full measure, then that will reverse things. As a Godel once said, where does it come from that you are Mekadosh Rebbe's name with a tzibur? V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. We could give Kiddusha addition to the Rebbe's. It's such a profound concept. The Rebbe's is the tachlis of Kiddusha, and we could be Mekadosh, add Kiddusha to him? V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. Yes, 10 Yidden. Get together and you say Yeshmei Rab and you say Kiddusha, and you are able to then be Moisef Kiddusha on Kiddusha. So, V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, I will be Nikdash. And who do we learn it from? How do you know it's 10? A minion? Because Toich comes from Toich by Kairach, with the word Eidah. And Eidah then goes to Eidah of Meraglim. And Meraglim were 10. So that shows you that the word Toich is a reference to 10 Yidden, and that they can be Mekadosh and the Leibishna. Why the Meraglim that wants to be the source of such a profound lesson? The Meraglim? Because this is what we should derive from them. Look what 10 Yidden have a koyach to do in the course of the whole world, the course of our whole destiny. 10 Yidden changed the whole course and created such a generation gap. And it had to be put off. And we couldn't make a scroll of the coming of Mashiach after World War II. The impact of what 10 Yidden could change the whole course of destiny. But then learn, the Oyvay Tachmeni, the Tzad HaToiv, is even more powerful. 10 Yidden that do come together in the right approach. Let's be Mekadosh the Rebbe's shame. Let's go back to Eretz Yisrael and to the extension of Eretz Yisrael and our Bata Gesias, Bata Droshes world over with the correct approach of bringing the Rebbe's down into it. He's our Tata. Let's come back to his table. Let's be Bonim that returns to Shulchan Avinu and be Mekadosh Shmoy and with Kiddush Shmoy return to Eretz Yisrael with Mesilas Nefesh, with battling, and it's a battle that we all want to fight and not be afraid to run away from it. With that approach, and only 10 Yidden, it's a ton of Eliyahu that says, when will Mashiach come? When will the Gula come? There's a whole list. It's not going to come from Tzav, it's not from Golis, it's not going to come. You know when it's going to come? With 10 Yidden get together, and they sit and learn Torah, and they sit and they daven, where it's volume. That's heard from a distance that reaches out and bridges all kinds of gaps, especially generation gaps. Then the Mashiach will come, the Geula will come, we'll be Zoycha to seal together the fulfillment of the Zoycha Chasdei Yomos, who may be Goyle of Nev Neil Man Shmoy Biyahav. Amen.